In this bulletin, a vote of no confidence in British Prime Minister Theresa May's government narrowly defeated. Civilians and United States troops among the dead after a suicide attack in Syria. And in cricket, Australia hopeful of winning their first one-day international series in 2 years. With the latest SBS News, I'm Joy Joshi. A vote of no confidence in British Prime Minister Theresa May's government has been narrowly defeated, 325 votes to 306. The vote called by Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn comes a day after Ms May's Brexit deal was emphatically voted against in Parliament. Ms May says she'll continue to fight for the best Brexit deal possible.
I do not take this responsibility lightly, and my government will continue its work to increase our prosperity, guarantee our security, and to strengthen our union.
Ms May now has 2 days to come up with an alternative deal. Britain is due to leave the EU on the 29th of March. The United States military says a number of its troops have been killed in a reported suicide bomb attack in Syria. Kurdish media reports 3 US soldiers, 2 local security officers and 13 civilians died in the attack, which took place in the Kurdish hill town of Manbij. The attack has been claimed by IS, who say a militant detonated an explosive vest next to a US patrol. It comes weeks after US President Donald Trump's decision to withdraw 2,000 of his country's troops from Syria, a decision which critics say is premature. But despite Wednesday's attack, US Vice President Mike Pence has defended Mr. Trump, saying IS's influence in the area is waning overall.
Thanks to the leadership of this commander-in-chief and the courage and sacrifice of our armed forces, we're now actually able to begin to hand off the fight against ISIS in Syria to our coalition partners, and we are bringing our troops home. The caliphate has crumbled and ISIS has been defeated.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison's talks with his Vanuatu counterpart have resulted in new trade and cultural links between the two nations. Mr. Morrison says Australia will be lifting restrictions on the importing of kava, a drink embedded in many Pacific cultures. The Morrison government last year announced it would focus on improving relations with Pacific Island nations. There's speculation that's due to China's growing presence in the region, something Mr. Morrison denies.
We're here because we believe in the region and always have. We've always been here. We will always be here supporting our friends and family and partners in the Pacific. We have done it for decades. In fact, we've been here for 40 years, right here. And we will continue to be here because we believe in the peace and prosperity and stability and independence and sovereignty of our region. That's what creates a stable region for Australia. That's what I think does the best for the peoples of the Pacific and the people of Vanuatu.
The Prime Minister's Pacific tour continues today with Mr. Morrison flying to Fiji. The federal government has announced $1.8 million in funding for a program aimed at reconnecting at-risk young Indigenous people with their culture and boost their chances of employment. The so-called Lead with Culture project aims to provide up to 250 young Indigenous people with cultural workshops and activities to build connections to work and study. Participants will work with Indigenous counselors, mentors, and specialists to assess their health, education, lifestyle, and cultural connections. Minister for Families and Social Services Paul Fletcher hopes the program will be a success.
The aim of the Lead with Culture program in Southwest Sydney is to work with up to 250 young Indigenous Australians to help them know and understand Indigenous culture better, and through that build confidence and capability which will assist in the transition from school into the workforce.
Extreme heatwave conditions are set to continue today, with authorities issuing severe fire danger warnings for parts of South Australia and Victoria. Victoria's Mallee, Wimmera and Northern Country districts are on alert. In South Australia, hot to very hot conditions are forecast for the Eastern Eyre Peninsula, Flinders, Mount Lofty Ranges, Riverland, Mid-North and Murraylands regions. In cricket, Australia is confident it can beat India in the final game of the one-day international series tomorrow in Melbourne. The series is currently even at one game each after India's victory on Tuesday. Australian batsman Sean Marsh says the team has put the loss in Adelaide behind them. If Australia is successful in Friday's match, it will be its first one-day international series win in 2 years. And now look at today's weather. In Perth, mostly sunny at 26. Adelaide, cloudy. Adelaide, cloudy at 37. Melbourne, possible shower at 33. Hobart, early shower or two at 25. Canberra, hot and mostly sunny at 41. Wollongong, partly cloudy at 29. Sydney, cloud clearing at 32 degrees. In Newcastle, sunny at 34. Brisbane, partly cloudy at 32. Cairns, similar condition at 32. Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm at 34 degrees. George Yoshi, SBS News.